Is there a quality of mind that can enable you to keep both kind of benefits and wholesomeness secure, both in this life and in the life after? The Buddha replied, "There is one quality, great king, that keeps both kind of benefits and wholesomeness secure. Benefit in this life and benefit in life to come." Then King Pasenadi asked, "But what, Lord, is that one quality?" So the Buddha replied, "It is heedfulness, great king. Just as the footprint of all living beings with legs can be encompassed by the footprint of an elephant, and the elephant's footprint is declared to be supreme among them in terms of its great size. In the same way, heedfulness is the one quality that keeps both kinds of benefits secure, benefit in this life and benefit in life to come." So this one is an analogy. Among all of mind states that you can arise to live life, the most supreme is heedfulness, to be in the state of Appamatta, ever mindful, constantly meditative. You can have that mind state, you are heedful, and you are destined for enlightenment. And that is the most supreme mind state. And that will guarantee you wholesomeness or benefits in this life secure, and all your life to come also secure. Because without heedfulness, you cannot see, you are like blind. The constantly meditative, diligently cultivate, they will surely awaken. Then you have to be ever mindful to cultivate, to be sensitive, to have the ability to observe, to understand, and to awaken, so that you can straighten your views, so that you can understand clearly what life is, who are you, what are you, and observe all of nature's phenomena, their universal characteristics, all of the nature's law that governs life and existence. You can observe them, understand them, and awaken to them. Then without having any more wrong view or delusion, you understand life, then you will know how to live life. Then life becomes beautiful, meaningful, and wonderful. And you become like completely transformed. You have awakened to the truth. You have liberated your mind, no longer deluded. That's why you will never suffer anymore. You will never revert back to the heedless way. Because you can see the beauty of heedfulness, the clarity, the big difference between heedful living and heedless living. Heedless living leads to suffering, misery, confusion, sorrow, lamentation, misery. Whereas heedful living is so beautiful. There is clarity, there is clear awareness, there is wisdom and understanding. You hold the embodiment of all the noble qualities a living being can ever have. You are very noble in all aspects of life. You hold the embodiment of all the Noble Eightfold Path practice. That's why heedfulness is so supreme, so beautiful. Then the Buddha continued, he said, "That is what the Blessed One said. Having said that, the well gone," means the Buddha, the teacher said further. Now you listen, this one is the best. "For one who desires long life, good health, beauty, heaven and noble birth, lavish delight one after another, The wise one prays heedfulness in performing deeds of merits. If you don't have heedfulness, you can never have those type of karmic inheritance or parami. And without those karmic inheritance and parami, you cannot have long life. You cannot have good health. You cannot have beauty. You cannot have the life in the heavens. And you cannot have noble birth, including all the lavish delight, one after another. So the center that you have to develop is heedfulness, apamada. So the wise one prays heedfulness in performing deeds of merits. When heedful and wise, you achieve both kinds of benefits, benefit in this life and benefits in life to come. By breaking through to your benefits, you are called the enlightened one, the wise one. To be mindful or in sati is to be in the state of relaxed inner awareness or attentiveness without thought. So this part is very easy to understand. I read again. Make sure you understand this. To be mindful or in sati means to be in the state of awareness. Is to be in the state of relaxed inner awareness or attentiveness. When you are attentive without thought, that is sati. Without thought, you are already aware. That's why you don't have to practice awareness. Who practice? The thought practice. When the thought is active, how can you be aware or mindful? You can only be mindful when there is no sankhara activity, no thought process. That's why relax, maintain awareness, and don't do anything. When you are in the state of relaxed inner awareness, you are already in sati, before the knowing or without thought. So relaxed inner awareness without thought is very important. To be heedful is to be aware or mindful before the knowing. To understand the truth and to see things as they are. When the mind is silent, mindful, and attentive without thought, then it is in the state of sati. The silent mind with inner awareness to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma, thus developing the wisdom of panya, is heedfulness. The opposite of heedfulness is heedlessness. And when one is heedless, one is hardly aware or mindful. Then one only merely become conscious of life, because one is too busy and heedlessly thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so one totally miss out on life. One never really lives life because one is so preoccupied with one's thinking or thought processes. Hence the heedlessness. We are constantly lost in thought most of the time, if not throughout the day. You can check yourself before you know the meditation, the understanding of the importance of heedfulness and mindfulness. You are most of the time heedless. You think a lot. You don't even know that there is a mind state that is without thought. Like the fish, they think the whole environment is water. They can never imagine that you can stay on land where there is no water. Then there is only air. But there is space where there is no air. So space where there is completely empty, no air, nothing, is like our mind. When it's without thinking, without sankhara, without all the emotion, mind states. That is the true mind, so beautiful. Without thought, there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no sorrow, no lamentation, nothing. Just sankhara activity is thought and emotion. That's how you become confused, deluded. That's how suffering comes to be. So without heedfulness, without awareness, you cannot understand all this, you cannot see all this. That shows the importance of heedfulness, apamana. So I will read on. The opposite of heedfulness is heedlessness. And when one is heedless, one is hardly aware and only merely conscious of life. Because one is too busy and heedlessly thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so, one totally miss out on life. One never really leaves life because one is so preoccupied with one's thinking or thought process. Hence the heedlessness. We are constantly lost in thought most of the time, if not throughout the day. Heedful living allows us to be ever mindful of all mind states and mental intention behind all our actions, speech, and thought process. This will enable us to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path factors of right speech, right action, and right thought. We are following the advice of the Buddha to apply the appropriate four right effort to avoid all evil, do good, and purify one's mind. Heedfulness will prevent us from being heedless throughout the day, so that the five mental hindrances of mind can be overcome and finally eradicated or rooted out.